Now, first year we looked at standard electrode potentials. There were two ways of doing this, either on the basis of the electrode potentials or how active a metal was. So remember, in terms of the activity series, we found the guys that were very easily oxidized sitting at the top, so these were highly active metals. So in this case here then, we find these ones with a negative E standard in terms of its voltage are the elements that will be oxidized easily. And sitting down the bottom, then these ones here will be the ones that are easily reduced. And remember, we find elemental mercury and gold and things like that because these guys are normally sitting in a reduced oxidation state. When we want to work out whether a reduction and an oxidation will couple together, we work out the coupling of the redox process to the oxidation process through this equation. If we get a positive value for our E standard cell, then we generate a spontaneous reaction. Now what I'm saying is that what we did in terms of the classic test tube chemistry last year is just as applicable in a water body. So you've just got to figure out what is the dominant redox couple, what is the dominant oxidation process, and then look at the voltage when you couple them together to figure out whether that is actually the spontaneous redox.